I would like to share my story as someone who is same-sex attracted, who has received enormous amounts of support over the years that I'm so thankful I had access to. I grew up in a chaotic household with an abusive, alcoholic father, domestic violence, uncertainty, and fear. I hated men because from all that I saw, they didn't know how to treat women. I thought that women were vulnerable and weak and that men were overbearing and controlling. My parents had separated and got back together a number of times throughout my childhood. The abuse would stop for a while, but eventually would start again, mostly after nights of drinking. I felt that I had to protect my mom and my younger sister as they weren't able to defend themselves, and my role as protector would be one that I held on to for many years, including with my friends. I loved my mom, but I never felt good enough for her. I yearned for her love and affection, but she just didn't seem to have it in her to give me what I needed. Maybe it was because of her lack of affection growing up, or because she was so worn down by my father, but I longed to be held in her arms and told that I was loved. I often felt lost and alone. My mum had to work hard to provide for us, but in doing so, I always felt like I was competing for her time and attention, and work usually won out. I toyed with the idea of suicide for many years. I hurt so deeply and would sit and cry for hours on end. I was deeply upset and very angry at times, and sometimes I would sit out in the street and wonder why I was even born. I was also sexually abused as a child, and this made me feel sick. I experienced things that I never should have experienced as a child, and my views of sex and men were damaged even further. Throughout these years, I remember having strong feelings towards my friends. I loved them as friends, but my love felt deeper than what other girls felt. I think most things in life were felt more intensely by me anyway. I wanted so badly to be in a relationship with some of these girls. I would envy their boyfriends because I wanted to kiss them, to hold them, to protect them. I longed for a woman to hold me, to love and protect me, and I wanted to do the same. After all, I believed that I could love a woman better than most men would. So subconsciously, I decided to dress more like a tomboy to prevent any unwanted attention from men, I guess, who were out to get me. I didn't want to be vulnerable. And I also had a deep dissatisfaction with being a girl and wished that I had been born a boy. No one knew all of these feelings that I was wrestling with inside or the gender confusion I battled with. No one even knew that I was attracted to girls. And I was attracted to girls my age, but also to girls who were older, stronger, more confident. I wanted to be like them, but I also desperately wanted them to see me, to hold me, to love me. I wanted protection. When I was in high school, I realized that the feelings I experienced weren't socially acceptable, and I kept them to myself. I was scared of coming out because I was so fearful of losing my friends. After all, they were my life, my everything. However, after school, I did start dating women. I felt like I was finally home and was truly understood for the first time in my life. I felt loved and accepted. When I did start coming out to a number of people, most people were super happy for me and told me that they loved me regardless of my sexual identity. I truly believed that this was my identity and the way I wanted to live my life. But one day, one of my friends pointed out to me the Bible and what it had to say about homosexuality. I was angry. I was defensive. How dare they judge me, I thought. How dare they make me feel like less of a human being when I hadn't chosen this life? I had never chosen to be gay, but I had these feelings for as long as I could remember. This was a challenging and confusing time in my life as I genuinely wanted to know the truth. It led me to start exploring this issue. I spoke with Christians, I spoke with gay activists, I read the Bible, Christian books, pro-gay literature, anything I could get my hands on, because this stirring in my heart just wouldn't go away. I discovered that there was a God who created me and who loved me, but I wrestled for a long time with my questions around sexuality and how I could live for God when I was a lesbian. God was gracious and patient with me and convicted me that I could not love and serve him and also live as a lesbian woman. I left my partner and the gay lifestyle behind and chose to follow him, which was the hardest decision I ever had to make. I wrestled a lot with God and with Christian friends about this as I processed so much new information. The truth was challenging and painful, but I knew in my heart of hearts that God's word and his ways were right. God wanted all of me, and I had to surrender. God called me to let go of my pain, my brokenness, all of my fears and failures. He began to show me his unconditional love, which did not depend on my performance in any way. As I truly sought to know God, he made himself known to me. Thanks to God, I was able to find a Christian group online who held support groups for those struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction. And this was a miracle for me. I was able to meet with other Christians who struggled with their sexuality but wanted to live according to God's word. I found these groups incredibly helpful as I processed so much hurt and pain in my life. I discovered that many others had experienced similar backgrounds to me, and we could relate in so many ways. I found this encouraging as I started to understand why I had developed same-sex attraction. I also found someone who provided one-on-one counseling, and again, this was a huge blessing. I had so much to work through with my family history, the abuse, violence, feeling unloved, and more. While at times it was painful to process some of this, as it is with any counseling, I also found true freedom through the process. I would travel long and far to find someone who was experienced in the area of same-sex attraction, who genuinely understood the struggle themselves and who was willing to help me. I grew so much in my faith through this time. I had counseling on and off for many years, but I also found godly, supportive friends and mentors in the church who would walk by my side as I processed a range of emotions. At times, I would bemoan the life I had left behind and need love and encouragement from good friends to keep me going. At other times, I would experience such joy and freedom in my new life in Christ and could barely contain it. Yes, it was a roller coaster at times. However, God remained faithful through it all. He put people in my life that would listen and care, who would keep me accountable, who would pick me up when I was down, and who would sing and rejoice with me as I continued to make new discoveries about Jesus and all that he had done for me. In Jesus, I found a true freedom. Just as I was forgiven by Jesus, I was also able to find forgiveness for my parents and for my abuser. I was no longer bound in chains by my past, but could move on with my future. I discovered that I truly have a purpose in life and was given direction and hope. I no longer suffer from anxiety. While I was in the early days of wrestling with my sexuality and faith, I felt very torn and desperately longed for someone who understood me, to help me, to listen, to provide me strategies for dealing with these thoughts and feelings I had that just wouldn't go away. And I'm so thankful for those who counseled me, discussed the Bible with me, prayed with and for me, and spoke the truth. I'm no longer a slave to my feelings and my false identity. I don't have suicidal thoughts anymore and haven't for many, many years. I know that my true identity is in Christ and who he says I am. I also married a beautiful Christian man a number of years ago who loves me and treats me really well. I'm truly blessed to have found him and share my life with him. I'm so thankful to Jesus for his death on the cross that paid for my sin. I'm thankful that I was chosen and called by name and that I now can call God my Father. I'm thankful for the freedom that I've experienced and for the eternal hope and future I have in Jesus.